This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 93% of food stamp benefits go to households living below the poverty line. 58% go to families living halfway below it, which would mean three people, for example, collectively earning about $11,000 per year. Arkansas, Idaho, and Kentucky have the highest number of child marriages, and more than half the states have no firm minimum age for marriage. Universities that are showing less economic diversity in their student population include the universities of Florida, Michigan, Minnesota, Pittsburgh, Wisconsin, Binghamton, Ohio State, and Rutgers. Adjusted for inflation, the average cost of an airline ticket has declined about 50% over the last 35 years. In 2015, women made up about 36% of executives in the legal marijuana industry, compared with 22% in senior roles in other industries. 20 states do not have a law covering hate crimes committed on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity, according to the Human Rights Campaign. A 2015 Pew report found that 52% of Americans, 18 to 29, considered global warming a very serious problem, compared with 38% of those 50 and older. Austria's far-right Freedom Party was formed in the 1950s by former Nazis. Chinese government estimates that the sharing economies last year accounted for $500 billion in transactions and projected it would account for 10% of China's economic output by 2020. Half of Muslim women in India are illiterate, and only 14% have ever worked outside the home. 37% of Americans estimate that they will need at least $1 million to retire, but only 35% of Americans over 55 have retirement plans with more than $250,000 saved. Cybersecurity companies say that spear phishing, the act of sending a malicious file or link through a seemingly innocuous message on social media, is one of the fastest growing methods of attack. It has been seven consecutive years that the number of taxpayer audits by the IRS has declined. Only 18 states allow wrongfully convicted state prisoners to collect monetary compensations, but 47 states allow billing of the parents for the child's incarceration. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.